The next patient is Marion Shepard. The last name is S H E P P A R D. And the first name is Marion, M A R I O N. This is the clinical case of a 51-year-old African-American female that has been very stable on dialysis for over a year. This patient is in the process of finishing the evaluation for transplant, a period that lasts a test that had to be presented was a biopsy of the thyroid nodule that was completely benign, period. The documentation has been sent to the kidney transplant. The patient has been compliant. She has been in the hospital. The main concern is the presence of a persistent hyperphosphatemia that lately she is trying to correct. In the review systems, it denies the presence of weakness, tiredness, general malaise, fever, or shaking chills in the cardiovascular, no chest pains, palpitations, or skipping beats. In the respiratory, no shortness of breath, cough, or sputum production, gastrointestinal, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain. GU unremarkable, musculoskeletal unremarkable. The physical examination, the body weight is 102 kilos. The blood pressure at the time initiation of dialysis is 150 over 92. At the end of the dialysis is 122 over 84. The head is nomocephalic without deformities or trauma. The eyes normal, conjunctiva normal, the sclera, the mouth well populated, tonal veins of pharyngeal infection. The neck is open, the lungs are clear. The heart is regular and rhythm, no more monogallops. The abdomen is subdepressive without rebound or guarding. The genitalia with the normal limits for the patient's age and sex. Extremities, the patient has a permanent AV fistula in the left antecubital fossa. The neurological no lateralization signs of pathological reflexes. The genitalia, the impression is number one, end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis, number two, hypertension, number three, secondary hyperparathyroidism, and number four, hyperphosphatemia.